Hollywood saves the 4th of July weekend for movies in which it has the utmost confidence. Movies it just knows the public wants to see. This year, the nod goes to Men in Black 2. Los Angeles Times movie critic Kenneth Turan believes that confidence was misplaced.
The creators of Men in Black 2 knew their challenge was great. How to come up with a sequel to one of the most enjoyable summer comedies of recent years, a film that was not only smart and funny, but also a surprise. It sounds like Mission Impossible, and regrettably, it is. Not that people didn't try. Back from the original is director Barry Sonnenfeld and stars Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. They play members of a secret organization that polices alien activity on Earth, the best agents the planet has to offer.
Don't mean to bother you, Agent J, but oh my God, you're Agent K.
That's what they tell me.
This really is an honor,
G.
Agent G. The legend, the most respected agent in the history of MIB, the most feared human in the universe, in the flesh. Maybe I could buy you a cup of coffee sometime, hear some of the old war stories.
Black with two sugars, if you're going.
An honor.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Good to see you, Kay.
My man.
A lot of effort was expended on the new Men in Black, not to mention a large amount of money. A good faith attempt has been made to duplicate the original elements, but the mix is wrong. Bearings have been lost. The balance is off. It was attitude that made Men in Black special, a particular kind of cool insouciance that has proved impossible to get just right the second time around. The story here involves evil alien Serlina, played by Laura Flynn Boyle, back on Earth after 25 years and cleverly disguised as a Victoria's Secret lingerie model. She's after a mysterious light and will destroy the planet if she doesn't find it. It's up to the Men in Black to stop this from happening.
Transit Authority, people. Please move to the forward car. We got a bug in the electrical system. Yo, people, we got a bug in the electrical system.
Oh, now y'all running. Now y'all.
No. Sit down.
Men in Black 2 officially runs only 88 minutes, including an especially long credit roll. But that doesn't prevent it from having numerous dead spots. Whenever that happens, the film sends in the aliens. Even more than the original, even more than an episode of Star Wars, Men in Black 2 is chock-a-block with an endless array of misshapen aliens. When you throw in Serlina, prone to changing into a grotesque, all-tentacle form, this film has a higher yuck factor than it should.
This is not good.
Hovering over Men in Black 2 like the guardian angel it needs is Will Smith, the hippest agent in town. Smith is not even close to tiring of his role, and adding Rosario Dawson to the mix as a love interest has not hurt his attention span, but it's not nearly enough. A lack of freshness is inevitable with sequels, and all the computer-generated aliens in town can't disguise the fact that the thrill is definitely gone.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.